96.1 KLPX, Beth Simmons. I have Steve Berlin of Los Lobos on the phone talking about their performance tonight at the halftime show for the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. It's Nevada versus Colorado State. Do you have the set list prepared? Tell us a little bit about that.
Usually it'll be literally in the moment decision. I can't tell you that we've actually put it together, but there's some obvious ones that certainly will do La Bamba. But as far as the rest of the set, I have a feeling as we're walking up the stairs to the stage, we'll go, hey, how about this? And then somebody will say, no, how about this? Like, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. We have a bass player actually who always literally every night asks for the exact same three songs. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, that's perfect.
I think he forgets from night to night that he asks for the same three songs. When you start there, it's like, you know, it's hard to get upset about, you know, anything else.
This past year, you guys were nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How did that feel? For the first time, that's excellent.
Yeah, kind of awesome, I have to say. You know, we've actually visited as customers a number of times. A friend of mine used to run the place. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of nice to actually be at least part of the conversation. That was incredibly gratifying, and I wasn't surprised that we didn't actually get in this time, but you know, hopefully over time we can guilt them into letting us in for the big party.
And of all the people that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and people that will be inducted next year, which band or individual would you say is your favorite artist?
Golly, that's tough. That would be a long conversation. I mean, there's a couple of people in there that I have issues with. I could be a shorter conversation, but you know, we've been around for a little while, so it's like a lot of those people are the people that inspired us, certainly, and thought that our class, you know, the guys that were in the nominees in addition to ourselves, I thought those were all really sound choices. I'm happy NWA got in. I'm happy Cheap Trick got in. I mean, those are, I think, really, certainly for me, those are really significant artists, and I think it's great that they're in there.
You just released a brand new album, Gates of Gold, that came out in September. So at this point, what do you guys plan on doing for the future? Are you going to just relax for the next year or so?
No, we don't get a lot of that. Actually, we're going to go out in about 3 weeks from now. We're doing a pretty extensive tour with a ballet troupe. So we're going to go all over the country. It'll be our folklore disguise, I guess you could call it, where we kind of go back. We leave all the electric instruments behind and we play the acoustic stuff. And so it'll be, we haven't actually done a show with them yet, so I'm not exactly sure how it will work. But the concept, as I understand it, is that we'll play for a little while and they'll dance for a little while. And then at the end of the show, they'll dance while we play. So it'll be an interesting evening, I'm pretty sure. That goes on, I believe, into March or April. And then we'll also be touring in the summer with Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi. So we've got a bunch of stuff happening.
Of all of the people you've toured with, who would you say you've enjoyed hanging out with on the road the most?
Oh, man, that's
a hard one, too.
Tough questions, yeah. Who's the most fun of people we've toured with? Well, you know, I'm going to go back a ways. I mean, it was always amazing touring with the Grateful Dead. I mean, that's how far back we go. That was in the, I guess, late 80s when that was happening, and Jerry was a huge fan of ours, in particular David, so whenever we played with them, it was always sort of like going into Oz, more or less. You know, their whole world is kind of different than the world most people inhabit. Being part of that and being behind the scenes for those shows probably were the most, certainly a unique experience in every sense, and, you know, just being around Jerry was kind of an amazing experience in every sense. Of the people that we've been touring with recently, I'd have to say, you know, we really enjoy the company of Los Lonely Boys. You know, we do, I guess, kind of like now it's become like every other year we tour with them. And it's kind of fun because we just set up, both bands are set up at the same time on the stage. So literally any of us can come and go and play with the other band as they choose. So that's always fun. It makes things a little bit, you know, kind of random and exciting. You never know, night to night, you know, things change, which is always fun for us and I think fun for them.
Still talking to Steve Berlin of Los Lobos, performing tonight at the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl, Nevada versus Colorado State. Steve, I know you're an Oregon guy, so I won't even go there with who you think should win tonight because you're pretty neutral on it. But I do want to know, who do you think will make it to the Super Bowl and possibly win it all at the very end?
I'll tell you, I'm also a Seahawks fan. I think the Cardinals are as formidable as anybody that I've seen. I mean, certainly that was the most impressive defense that the Seahawks played, and you know, mm-hmm. what they did to Green Bay the other night was just, that was ridiculous. I mean, they made them look like they looked like a high school team that they beat the crap out of. So it's it's going to be surprising to me if the Cardinals don't go all the way. I don't know. I can't imagine why. There certainly isn't anybody in the AFC that I see as being even close to that kind of intensity in the defense, and certainly the way that Coach Arians has them going, they're going to be really tough to beat. I'm not saying that just because I'm standing here. They really are the most impressive team that I've watched this year by far.
Yeah, and they did pretty well last year up until the end and the injuries and everything else.
Yeah, but I have to say, as a Seahawks fan, I wasn't too unhappy about the way that went down. But this year, you know, I have to say, I tip my hat to them. They're really, it's exciting and interesting football. I love that they're, you know, they're so aggressive and they gamble all the time. It's really fun football to watch.
Steve, can't wait to see you tonight along with Los Lobos performing the halftime show for the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. It's Nevada versus Colorado State. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
I'm not sure when we're coming back to Arizona. I'm really happy that and gratified that they asked us to be part of this. It should be fun. Everybody brought some extra warm clothes, so it'll be actually more like East Coast football for Arizona fans. It could be, I imagine people don't really get to experience what it's like. I grew up in Philadelphia, so I remember going to Eagles games and, having it be even colder than this. So it's a lot of fun watching football in the cold.
Oh, yes, it is. Well, thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you.